Eleanor's Walk Trail, Old Beaver Dam.
We now have a family of cranes living in the marsh. In addition, we have a family of wild ducks. In fact, our wildlife and our wildflowers keep us from ever being dull.
All along the Valkill Trail, you will encounter the endless pattern of change in nature. You're standing at a wetland along the Falkill Stream, a small pond that was made by nature's master architect, the beaver. When beavers dam streams, much of the flooded area becomes vital wetlands, changing the landscape. This industrious effort creates rich habitats for other mammals, fish, turtles, frogs, and birds. The beaver uses its large, powerful front teeth to cut trees and plant material to construct a dam. Making a lattice work and packing in the gaps with weeds and mud, the dam holds back water. Trees that once grew on dry land have their roots submerged and die. These dead standing trees become ideal nesting sites for birds. The newly created wetland attracts wood duck, great blue heron, and kingfisher. When this land first entered Roosevelt family ownership in 1911, many species that once called this area home were gone, including the beaver. As natural resource manager Dave Hayes explains,
well, the beaver had been gone for a long time when FDR was born. They had been trapped out of this area since the 19th century. The landscape was much more open at that time because of all the agricultural activity. But they made a big change to the area while they were here. And what they do is they flood an area which provides them a safe habitat. So where we once had a wet, moist forest, now we had a wooded swamp. And even though the beavers have left, the dam will remain for a long time. So it provides habitat for a lot of, especially birds, but also other wildlife species like mink can be found here. Otters go up and down the stream and other species as well.
Look for other examples of the dynamic nature of the landscape along the Valkill Trail.